This morning, in the Torah portion, we read that the Israelites complain. They complain that even though they're in the desert, they don't have meat to eat, and they want meat. And then the Torah goes on to talk about how delicious the manna is. And the commentators ask why. Why does it tell us how delicious it is and why do they want meat if they've got this great manna that comes from heaven? And one commentator says the problem with the manna is everyone had it. So you couldn't have more than the person next to you. And that upset them. Because it's not enough to have enough, we have to have more. It's not enough to live in a beautiful house. It has to be more beautiful than the person next to us. It's not enough to have a beautiful bar, bat mitzvah, or wedding. It has to be more lavish and more beautiful, or we're not happy. So we complain. So the first problem is that we pay too much attention to other people, to what they have that we don't. And the second problem is that we don't pay enough attention. Because when the Israelites were complaining, they weren't complaining for others. They were complaining for themselves. I don't have what I want. Now I ask you, the past 100 times that you've been dissatisfied or complained, have you complained because others don't have what they need or because you don't have what you want? If you build a world with love, then you understand that love is a door that opens outwards. It's an enacted emotion. It has to be expressed. Someone else has to be understood and embraced. And the first part of that recognition, the first part, is that everyone's the same. Is that the pains that we feel and the loneliness and the sadness, they're all the same. Is that the people that you think don't feel the way you do, they do. And the second lesson is that everyone's different. That just because someone isn't identical to you doesn't mean that you don't still owe them a human obligation. In fact, it's through others that we know ourselves. When Adam is first created, he doesn't identify himself as Ish until he meets Chava, until he meets Eve and calls her Isha. And once he identifies her as Isha, which comes first, then he calls himself Ish. Through someone else, he knows who he is. And only then, do they understand their obligation to themselves, to each other, and to God. There are people in our community, in our circle, in our tight, privileged bubble of a circle that are in desperate need. Sometimes of money, but always of attention and compassion and goodness and love. Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach ki im bruchi, amar Adonai Tzvaot. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit. That has always been our cry. We try to build the world bit by bit, person by person, soul by soul. Nivra Adam Yechidi. One person was created, we are told, in order to teach us that every human being is a world. Every human being. And that which you need and you want, so does everyone else. That is our task and our mission. When we talk about building the world with love, we mean acts of love. Gemilut chasadim, goodness, kindness, embrace, compassion. That's why we're here. If you prayed and you don't feel that, then your prayers are empty. If you saw these children and you didn't feel that, then you didn't see them. If you heard these songs and they didn't move you, then you didn't hear them. According to the Talmud, Jews are Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, compassionate people and the children of compassionate people. And then the Talmud goes on to say, and if you're not, you're not a Jew. So be Jewish. It's a good way of being human. We have outside materials from all sorts of different agencies in our community that help, that uplift the fallen, that feed the hungry, that shelter the homeless, that provide love to those who are bereaved and bereft and needy and afraid. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit, says God. And remember, we are supposed to act as God's agents in this world. So by our spirit too.